Chapter 31. The Curious Case of the Coughing Dog. Sergeant Horwich was on duty as we made our way into Marylebone Police Station.
Jerry,
he called brightly, though it was after 3 in the morning by the clock behind his counter.
Come to rejoin the force?
Not likely, Jerry Dawson grinned.
I'd rather enjoy a pint with people than arrest them.
We all knew that Jerry had not touched alcohol since Sidney Grice had rescued him from sleeping in doorways.
Miss Middleton!
The sergeant greeted me warmly, for Mr. G and I had kept him from ruin too. He eyed the way I stood arm in arm with the prince in surprise.
Who's the gentleman, friend?
Neither a gentleman nor a friend, I replied.
You will be all right now,
Jerry asked me. I am sure Sergeant Horwich will look after me. Thank you for getting us here, Jerry.
I'll go back then.
He nodded to his old colleague. Was there a wistfulness in the way Jerry Dawson viewed his old haunt as he set off? I thought so, but I was busy keeping hold of my prisoner. I wish to press charges, I told the sergeant, against this man for attempting to violate me. The sergeant studied us both.
He don't look that desperate.
Nor am I, the prince said coldly. I am Prince Ulrich Albrecht Sigismund Schlangesahn, cousin to Kaiser Wilhelm, Emperor of Prussia, and if you release me this instant, I shall ensure that you do not lose your job and pension on my account.
Blimey, he don't half talk funny,
Sergeant Horwich commented and picked up his pen, the wooden handle stained blue but a new brass nib on it.
Name?
The prince stood erect.
I have already told you.
Horwich dipped the pen.
Yeah, but you'll have to spell it out for me. All those Russian words sound the same to me.
Prussian,
Prince Ulrich insisted vehemently. The sergeant shrugged.
Same thing.
There was a commotion at the entrance, and a large black dog burst through the door, dragging a disarrayed Constable Perkins by a rope around its neck. They were followed by a ruddy-faced woman, and it did not take my guardian's skills to deduce from her blood-stained apron and the strong aroma that she worked at a fishmonger's.
"What's all this?"
Horwich bellowed in his best military manner. The door swung shut and flew open again, and a thin man rushed in breathlessly.
"Arrest that woman, Constable!"
he squealed, and the sergeant stiffened indignantly.
"She's poisoned Nero!"
"Poisoned?"
the woman shrieked.
"That mangy mongrel snaffled an old codhead, and he won't pay for it."
"Snaffled?"
the man went purple.
"She fed Nero a rotten fish, 'cause he nipped her bleeding tabby."
The dog started coughing.
"Nipped!"
the fishwife howled. I was getting bored with their habit of repeating each other, but apparently they were just getting into their stride.
"Nipped! That stinking flea bag near bit my queenie clearing half last week, and today he charges in like Nelson at Waterloo and..."
The dog quivered.
"Silence!"
Sergeant Horwich bellowed.
"You!"
he jabbed his pen, splattering the man's shirt in royal blue ink.
"We'll buy her a new cat if her old one can't be mended. You!"
the pen shot towards the woman.
"We'll pay for his dog if it pops its paws. And General Nelson was not at Waterloo."
He scratched his head with the pen handle and ended weakly.
"I don't think."
The dog appeared to be choking.
"See, he's dying,"
the man cried.
"I want another black one, what can sing for the Queen. Show 'em, boy."
And Nero stretched out his neck, but instead of obliging us with a tune, convulsed and vomited over Constable Perkins's boot.
"Ruddy hell,"
Perkins shook his foot in disgust.
"There you are,"
the man exulted.
"There's your red back."
"What on earth is that commotion?"
Inspector Pound came out of his office.